Hi, my name's Jack, and I'm the Collections Access Coordinator here at the Brunel Museum. Perhaps among the most surprising objects in the Brunel Museum are a pair of sparkling silver shoe buckles, which once belonged to Mark Brunel. At first glance, the buckles don't tell us much about the Thames Tunnel or about the man who built it. However, behind the buckles is a story of social mobility and revolutionary fervour, one which reminds us of Brunel's path from Normandy to Rotherhithe, from the son of a French farmer to a knight of the realm. When Mike Brunel was born in 1769, buckles of this kind were extremely popular, worn by wealthy gentlemen in an array of sizes, shapes, and styles. By Brunel's death in 1849, such buckles were essentially unheard of. This apparently did not induce Brunel to give up his buckles. One contemporary of Brunel remarked on his old-fashioned clothing. Men's clothing was in this period undergoing a radical series of changes, becoming less colourful and more austere, with breeches replaced by trousers, as well as buckles by shoelaces. Apparently, Brunel resisted these changes. Why would Brunel have continued to wear old-fashioned shoe buckles? In the 18th century, most people could not afford silver buckles decorated with fake diamonds, on which a specific tax was levied. Wearing such items publicly demonstrated wealth and aristocratic prestige. Brunel, not a gentleman by birth, worked hard to form his public image in Britain. One way to do this was to dress the part. Another reason Brunel may have kept these buckles is that shoe buckles had become highly politicised in the context of the French Revolution of 1789 through their aristocratic associations. Buckles were given up by the populace en masse to be melted down by the cash-strapped revolutionary government and thus took on a profound significance in the new revolutionary order. Fervent revolutionary Pierre-Nicolas Chantereau believed buckles were a, quote, superfluous ornament which denotes an aristocrat, end quote. Another commentator noted that, quote, one no longer dares leave the house with silver buckles. The populace nowadays insults those who wear them, end quote. Buckles were so closely associated with the revolution that an anti-revolutionary pamphlet was entitled, Give Me Back My Buckles. The pro-revolutionary response was subtitled, We'll Give You Back Your Buckles. Brunel, a committed monarchist, was clearly opposed to the French Revolution. As such, even simply retaining these buckles could be an act of resistance compared to donating them to the revolutionary government. The King of France was executed on the 21st of January, 1793, and a few months later, Brunel fled France for the United States.